In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome to this new week. We are in the third week of Lent, Church Year C. Today is Monday, the 25th of March, 2019. This is Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. The Church celebrates today the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. The second reading is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 4 to 10. And the gospel is taken from St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. I read from the gospel. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. He went in and said to her, "Rejoice, you who enjoy God's favor, the Lord is with you." She was deeply disturbed by these words and asked herself what this greeting could mean. But the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. You have won God's favor. Look, you are to conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "But how can this come about, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow, and so the child will be holy and will be called Son of God. And I tell you this too, your cousin Elizabeth also, in her old age, has herself conceived a son, and she, whom people called barren, is now in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible to God." Mary said, "I am but the handmaid of the Lord. Let it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us become other Marys. Let us become other Marys. Today, dear friends, we celebrate the Annunciation of the Lord. Like on the 19th of March, which was the feast of Saint Joseph, husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary, today too is such a great feast that the Church dispenses her children from any Lenten observance. in today's liturgy, white vestments are worn, not the usual purple or violet for Lent. The Gloria is sung, and the Creed too, because today's feast takes the same power as Sundays of Easter. Today then, no fasting is permitted. Rejoice and make merry. Today's feast recalls the visit of the Archangel Gabriel to Mary, sent by God, and his words to her, telling her of her divine mission. She had been chosen by God to be the channel, the earthly mother through whom the Savior of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ, would be born. Through her, the divine word would take human flesh and dwell among us. 9 months from today, we would celebrate the Feast of Christmas, which is the birth of that baby who was divinely conceived today. In meditating on today's feast, I would like us to examine the words of the Archangel Gabriel to Mary, which account for God's choice of her, and also to look at the response Mary gives to this choice of God and her mission. In announcing God's words to her, the angel used these words: "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You have won God's favor. Of all women, you are the most blessed." This is what Elizabeth will say to her later. By using these words, the angel made known God's choice of Mary. She had been chosen. Chosen by God. The question to ask is, why Mary? Why her? Why was she chosen among the other women of her day? She was not any special than the other women of her day, no. God did not favor her as such, because God has no favorites. He treats all the same. Rather, Mary made herself special. She made herself favored, and God chose her. That is the difference, beloved. God has no favorites, but we make ourselves his favorite. It was her life of virtue that set her apart and above the others and made her available for God's choice. God's good people, God needs instruments. He needs human agencies and human mediation through which to fulfill his purpose. But the question is, whom shall he use? Like to the prophet Isaiah, God still asks, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Because he still has many things to do. But whom shall he use? Have you made yourself available for God to use you? Sometimes we feel others are more favored by God than we are, but the truth is, they simply make themselves special and favored by their life and availability. God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies those whom he calls. God has no favorites. He favors no one, but we make ourselves his favorite. But how does he even qualify you when you do not avail yourself? This is where Mary won favor. She was human like all others, yet she made herself available for God, and God qualified her. How can we also avail ourselves like Mary? How can we also become God's favorites? 1. Always do his will. When you always do God's will, you become his favorite. He will use you. 2. Make yourself available by a life of virtue. When you live a life of virtue, you make yourself available, and God will use you. You will become his favorite. The second element of today's feast is Mary's response to the angel. After getting God's plan, she gave her total yes, her total fiat and surrender in answer. "I am but the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you have said." By this, Mary succumbed totally to God's divine will. Let us recall that her original plan was to marry Joseph and make a family with him. Perhaps, who knows, like every Jew and every young girl, she had a dream of her own. But in accepting God's will, she surrendered all that. It was a change of plan and mission for her. In accepting God's will, she left her comfort zone. This is how she availed herself, and God qualified her and used her. Dear friends, God is still in need of many more boys, girls, men, and women to do and accomplish His purpose. There are still many things He wants to do for the people and for our world. He needs me. He needs you to be a blessing to others. But how many more Marys are there? How many more avail themselves and are ready to give their total yes and surrender themselves to change their game plan to suit God's own? Let us become other Marys. Make yourself available so that God can use you. He forces no one and will force no one. He did not force Mary. She was free. God gave His proposal, gave His plan, and Mary gave her yes to it. Make yourself special too. You can also make yourself a favored one, and God will simply make use of you. And when others think you are God's favored or favorite, tell them you simply made yourself available and God is using you because He's in need of available people. We could liken it to a glass to be used for drinking water. When you are thirsty, want to drink water, and you are in need of a glass, what glass do you use? A clean glass, surely? You look among the glasses, and you would only try to get one from among the clean glasses. In this case, the clean glasses have made themselves available for use. If you use the clean glass, the dirty glass would have no point complaining of favoritism. You needed to drink water, a purpose, and only a clean glass availability of channel could help you do that. So we too should make of ourselves pure and clean glasses, ready and available for use, and God will use us. Let us pray this day for all those who have answered God's annunciation and are serving Him in the world, priests, religious, men and women, lay consecrated and the married. Let us pray for more vocations, that many more may avail themselves for God's use. Lord, make me a practical instrument of yours. Use me, O Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish you a very happy feast, and we wish you a very fruitful week.